This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I was fighting the sneeze really, really hard. Fighting the sneeze, I tell you. But I can't sit there and fight it the whole time because I got to get on with it. All right. This conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA. Fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at taurususa.com. I'm going to keep hammering on this because this is subversion. And we got gun control out of it. We got gun control out of it. And, I'm talking about the research from Gary Kleck. Kleck, he had a partner named Gertz. Their study was in 1993, presented in 1994, and published in 1995. Now, on my dates, we may, the omnibus crime bill that they got and the assault weapons ban may have actually fallen within that prior to it actually being published. But you get my point. The CDC research that corroborates that was done in 1996, 97, and 98, but it was never publicized. Now, we get this from SSRN.com. The BRFSS surveys are high-quality telephone surveys of enormous probability sample of U.S. adults asking about a wide range of health-related topics. Those that were asked DGU, more people about this topic than any other surveys conducted before or since. For example, the 1996 survey asked the DGU question 5,484 people. The largest number of questioned about DGU was 4,977 by Kleck and Gertz, 1995, and the sample sizes were much smaller in all the rest of the surveys on the topic. The wording of the DGU question in the BRFSS survey was also excellent, addressing many problems with the wording of the DGU questions used in other surveys. The exact wording was, during the last 12 months, have you confronted another person with a firearm, even if you did not fire it, to protect yourself, your property, or someone else? Pretty straight up. Respondents have previously been instructed not to report firearm uses associated with an occupation that requires and authorizes you to use a firearm, so the question excluded uses by police and others with firearm-related jobs. Then the question appropriately excluded uses against animals with another person. Asked about a specific recent recall period during the last 12 months. Covered uses by any type of firearm, not just handguns. Covered uses regardless of where they occurred, not just in uses in the home. And explicitly told respondents that they should report uses even if they did not fire a gun. So in sum, the surveys used an excellent, carefully worded DGU question. In contrast to the wordings used in so many other surveys, according to Mr. Kleck. The CDC did not directly mention the results of the 96, 97, 98 research in the paper done on gun control that was overseen by the CDC in 2013. That paper had been asked for by President Obama. Defensive gun use research was considered from the 2013 CDC paper. We get this: defensive use of guns by crime victims is a common occurrence, although the exact number remains disputed. Cook and Ludwig, 1996, Kleck, 2001. Almost all national survey estimates indicate that defensive gun uses by victims are at least as common as offensive uses by criminals, with estimates of annual uses ranging from about 500,000 to more than 3 million. In the context of about 300,000 violent crimes involving firearms in 2008, on the other hand, some scholars point to a radically lower estimate of only 108,000 annual defensive uses based on the National Crime Victimization Survey. The variation in these numbers remains a controversy in the field. The estimate of 3 million defensive uses per year is based on an extrapolation from a small number of responses taken from more than 19 national surveys. The former estimate of 108,000 is difficult to interpret because respondents were not asked specifically about defensive gun use, which, you know, sort of misses the point altogether, doesn't it? And it does not, now, that 2013 paper does not rule out the surveys done by the CDC in 96, 97, 98. It says there were more than 19 national surveys, not 19 national surveys. Were the authors aware of the CDC surveys done in 1996, 97, 98 that essentially confirmed the estimates made by Kleck and Gertz in the 1995 paper? Timing and size of the surveys done by the CDC is fascinating. They were done immediately after Kleck and Gertz published their paper. There were three of them. The one in 1996 was the largest ever done. 5,884 people were asked the DGU question. The total number of people asked in the three surveys was 12,870. And all were asked the same question. It's as if a single very large survey was done over 3 years. Kleck and Gertz used right at 5,000, 4,977. Now, Kleck went into considerable detail about his survey done in 1993, published in 1995, differs from the CDC survey. As an example, in the CDC survey, only these people who admitted to having a gun in the home were asked the DGU question. When Kleck applies the corrections to adjust for the differences in the surveys, the results are spectacularly close. Kleck and Gertz's survey arrived at a number of 1.326% in 1995. The average in the three CDC surveys is 1.24%. The first and largest survey, closest in time to the Kleck-Gertz survey, had a slightly larger number, and two later surveys had a little smaller number. Those numbers, and when we're talking this percent, what we're talking about is percentage of Americans who use them. So 1.24% is somewhere in the $2.5 million range. These numbers do not consider defenses against animals. There may be more defenses against animals than against people. Now, I think that would be important. I think with Mr. Kleck, he's trying to point out that, he's talking about crime. Defending against an animal is just as real as defending against a person. Kleck mentions the strong possibility of false negatives because nearly as many people answered do not know and refuse to respond as answered affirmatively to the DGU question. Having read the Kleck and Gertz survey, a lot of people that didn't know about these other things wished that someone would do another survey to broaden the sample, to provide more data. But the CDC did three surveys, all of them validated by the Kleck and Gertz survey. One large survey is indicative, but four of them show scientific replication and add to certainty. And we were never told of the results of the confirming surveys done by the CDC. Gary Kleck, as a scientist, a Democrat, and a proponent of a number of gun control measures, is careful not to cast aspersions on the CDC. He does not accuse anyone of malfeasance. He notes the surveys were done during the Clinton administration, and those findings would have worked against the gun control agenda of the administration. Someone at the CDC made the decision not to publish those results. That's important to note. Someone at the CDC made a conscious decision not to publish these results. Kleck, while doing research, happened to come across the DGU question in a historical CDC survey online 21 years after they had been completed. He was intrigued and was able to find the original surveys done in 1996, 97, and 98, and all the results. So, on the one hand, we'd have to, this must be sort of gratifying to Gary Kleck, see his results validated after more than two decades. It may be infuriating to know these results were available from 97 and 99 and were never made public. But somebody made that decision not to let that happen, and that's the big part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This conversation is going to be brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. Here is a quote from a gentleman named Max Weber, if you've ever heard of him. The modern view of criminal justice is that public opinion, or public concern with morality or expediency decries expiation for the violation of a norm. This concern finds expression in the infliction of punishment upon the evildoer by agents of the state. The alleged evildoer, however, enjoying the protection of a regular procedure. Criminal trials are designed to produce a determination of guilt or non-guilt to formally instituted charges, alleging specific misconduct on the part of the defendant that is statutorily defined and prohibited by law. Juries may consider only evidence judges allow them to see, and that is presented at trial in order to arrive at that determination. Criminal trials are fair, quotation marks, inasmuch as they move forward under a regular procedure, quotation marks, due process, which are governed by a known set of rules, quotation marks. There is the legal defense of alibi, which allows the defendant to present evidence to establish that he was not available because he was in another location at the time or otherwise unable to commit the misconduct alleged. Self-defense is another acceptable defense to charges of murder. With the self-defense argument, the defendant concedes that he committed the act alleged, but adds that under the circumstances, it was a reasonable thing for him to do. He insists, in fact, that he had no choice. And in order to establish legitimate self-defense, it's almost always necessary for the defendant to personally testify in his own behalf, which is always a risky strategy because he will be subsequently subjected to a vigorous cross-examination. The jury must consider his testimony along with all other evidence the judge allows them to see, but it is members of the jury who subsequently get to decide what testimony and other evidence is credible and what is not. When evidence presented at a trial is sufficient to persuade a juror that the accused should be held criminally accountable for specific misconduct charged, they return a verdict of guilty. When the jury is not so persuaded, they return a verdict of not guilty, which only means they were not convinced by the evidence presented. They don't find the defendant innocent. They merely find him not guilty. In between, there is something called the nolo contenda, no contest plea, and the Alford plea. Nolo contenda, and I'm pretty sure I'm not pronouncing that correctly, means I may be technically guilty, but I made no crime. A nolo plea may be significant and then cannot be used against the defendant in a subsequent civil suit. During a civil suit, a previous guilty plea from a criminal trial can be used against a defendant. The Alford plea means I didn't do it, but I'd be too stupid to refuse a deal offered by the prosecution. To some judges, the Alford plea represents a cynical mockery of justice, and they will thus not accept it. Other judges may. So in our system, we have interposed a committee of citizens who stand between the power of government and an individual who's been accused of a crime. Most other Western pluralistic Democrat republics and with constitutional monarchies have long since done away with the jury system. So every accused in this nation is thus entitled to a fair and public trial before a jury of his peers, as well as competent professional representation provided by the government when the defendant cannot afford it. Now, it is important to note that our system does not guarantee a true, nor a right, nor a just, nor even an honorable outcome. As a citizen, you can only rate a trial as fair and public. Nowhere in our Constitution is a guarantee of justice. Our Constitution only guarantees due process. So by eliminating hearsay and allowing cross-examination, by eliminating leading questions on a direct examination, by allowing them on cross, but disallowing lay opinion, but sometimes allowing expert opinion, by requiring proof beyond a reasonable doubt, and by observing 1,000 other evidentiary rules interpreted and enforced by judges, we give ourselves a good chance at a fair process, which in turn is our only chance, but far from a guarantee of achieving justice. And all of that is far more than you rate in any other civilization. Sometimes judges have agendas, as do some jurors, prosecutors, police, media, politicians. So sometimes the fix is in. and criminal defense attorneys may be competent or incompetent, and accordingly, you don't have to look far to find examples of injustice. Absolute truth is known but to God. Unhappily, and for reasons known only to Him, God does not hold regular and convenient press conferences. So down here, our jury system is the best that we can do. And it is far from perfect, right? But in spite of all the critics, our jury system does provide important protections. Protections that are not inherent, as noted, within other systems currently in force in other civilizations. No. Nothing is guaranteed. One of the reasons that I have advocated for self-defense insurance, for example, is because of that very thing. Nothing is guaranteed. Having a specialist in place that knows what he's doing would go a long way to peace of mind. Or at least I think so anyway. What do you think? But despite that, the other thing is that in the end, your peers hold the key. Not the government. Not the government. Not opinion. Not the polls. A jury of your peers. Say what you want to say about it. I'm sure that there's a lot of people that would get out there and say, well, that's not near good enough. And I get it. I completely understand that sentiment. However, the fact of the matter remains, out there amongst everything else that's out there, it's still the best system out there today. In the end, it's not a government entity that's making that call. It's people. It's citizens. And that's, I mean, I can't tell you how much that is to hone in on that one thing. And due process, that's the whole thing about due process. Without due process, none of this takes place. And this is why things like gun violence research orders and attorney-client privilege and all these other things that one, we're doing one and the other one just happened in this collusion thing. That's why all of that is a really bad thing to consider. That was just an FYI for you, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. Once again, back to referencing old John Paul Stevens. His op-ed in the New York Times or whatever it was. Maybe it was just an editorial. I don't know. It should be an op-ed because it goes against the Constitution. It is opposing freedom. But in it, he lauded the civic engagement of the school children and their supporters, demanding additional gun control laws and marches around the country to minimize the risk of mass killings. He also called on them to expand their demands and not just settle for minor tweaks in existing law, but rather to make their goal the full repeal of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. I agree with him. I would love to see the gun control advocates actually demand out loud and in so many words what they really want rather than pretend that they would be just satisfied with just a few minor restrictions or some common sense reforms. It would be refreshing to have them openly admit to their ultimate objective without pretending to support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But when you look at a gun control group from top to bottom, they're a complete fabrication. They lie about their objectives, they lie about their data, they lie about their membership and funding. Even their names are lies. They use terms like gun safety, against gun violence, and violence policy, but they have nothing to do with gun safety or violence prevention. Their single objective is
and always has been, demonizing and criminalizing guns and gun owners. Years ago, when most of these groups were founded, they were much more open about their intentions. The National Coalition to Ban Handguns and Handgun Control, Inc. were pretty clear about what they wanted, a total ban on civilian-owned handguns, with exceptions only for police and specially licensed security guards while on duty. Other civilians who wished to own a handgun would be limited to only certain types, and even those only in controlled range environments, where they would have to store them securely. Of course, you know, you can't take them home with you. Can't have those with you. Oh, sorry. So, in the late 1970s and early 1980s, the leaders of these groups began to realize their agendas, they were not that popular with most Americans. Not only were they not getting the traction they wanted for their legislative efforts, being forced to take less than they wanted, but they found that they were unable to garner many members or financial supporters either. They had to rely on funding from wealthy foundations, Hollywood celebrities, New York and Silicon Valley billionaires. While past leaders had openly described a step-by-step process of enacting stricter and stricter law until their goal of a gun-free society was achieved, the new leaders adopted a whole new vocabulary of gun safety, gun violence prevention, and reasonable common-sense measures to keep their children safe, while trying to deny their true intentions. This new approach to gun control or gun safety in the new parlance included quite adamant denials that they wanted to ban guns or take guns away from people. I mean, quite adamant. All the while calling for the banning of certain guns and campaigns to make more and more people prohibited persons who can't legally purchase or possess guns. So in private, every now and then, one of them would quietly admit that the total prohibition was the goal. That was the goal. So I'm not surprised that Stevens would support repealing the Second Amendment. I'm amazed at his candor, though. And, it'd be nice to debate him on this one. While many Americans will say that they feel that there is a need for some sort of gun control, that support starts to slip as they learn more about a specific proposal. Like, for example, one on the bucket list is expanded background checks, meaning a prohibition on private transfers. That's a good example. Polls consistently report that over 80% of Americans, maybe 90%, support the idea. But when those proposals have actually been put to the voters, the results have been less than spectacular, to say the least. In Washington State, proponents of the measure spent $14 million pushing their plan, while opponents barely spent $1 million. And even when the lopsided spending on emotional and misleading ads, voters approved the measure by an unimpressive 60%. When a similar initiative was brought to Nevada, the bill passed by less than a half of 1%, losing in every county except one. When the initiative was brought to voters in Maine, it was rejected, and plans to introduce the initiative in Arizona were shelved as the promoters realized that a win there was very unlikely. So support for gun control wanes as people know and understand details about gun control proposals. So yes, take Justice Stevens' advice. Drop that pretense. Declare your real objective. Focus your attention on repealing the Second Amendment. Stop avoiding the phrase gun control and hide, you don't have to hide behind fake terms like gun safety. Let's have an honest, open debate on the real issue, our individual right to arms. So I think Stevens was among the worst judges to ever wear the robes. But in this particular question, we agree with him. It's time to stop obfuscating and go for the real prize. So come on, Bloomberg and Schumer and Feinstein and Soros. Come and take it. I would love to see how that plays out. This is going to be one of those things that we may see. I mean, there's been certain people out there that get out there, certain news people and everything else. Not that many politicians do. Bernie Sanders, he goes back and forth on it all the time. Clinton would be down for it if she were president. Quite a few of the Democrats, well, all the Democrats for it. Let's just be straight up about that. The most disturbing thing is the members of the Republican Party that seem to be swayed by the fact that, well, you know, maybe we need to do something. Well, no. No, you don't need to do something sometimes. What needs to be done, like, for example, in the case of Parkland, we should have seen law enforced. It's a very simple thing. We have these laws on the books already. Some of them I don't really like, I don't want, but that's all beside the point because they are there. And in every case, especially in Parkland, none of these were followed. And there becomes another issue. That issue becomes, if you're not going to enforce these laws already on the books, why do you want any more? Now, if they were to answer that one, they would say, well, because we don't want you to have any guns. We want to prohibit gun ownership. And then if you say, well, there's a way to do it, go and do that whole amendment thing, then they get real quiet because they're like, well, we're not against the Second Amendment. And that's when the lying begins. That's when the falsehoods begin. So, I keep some of that stuff in mind on a regular basis and just think to myself, well, they certainly know how to drive these points because they use the same points over and over again. It's a little different this time where they're actually using kids to do it, but it's the same points. Expanded universal background checks, assault weapon bans, all of these things, none of which would do anything. Nothing to change anything. It prevents nothing. None of these laws they're talking about, none of the things they want would stop anything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I bring to you now the story of Count Dankula. If you haven't heard of Count Dankula, he is a YouTuber out of the UK. See, his real name is Mark Meachin. Problem with defending free speech is that you never get to defend it on exactly the territory that you'd hope for. But if you keep your fingers crossed that the next defense of free speech will be mounted against an attempt to ban, name it, or burn all extant copies of a la research attempts Purdue, most of the time events turn out to be otherwise. Which brings me to Count Dankula. He is neither John Milton nor the late Marcel Proust. Rather, he is a self-described junk poster whose real name is Mark Meachin. 30 years old, he's a man who gained a small following posting videos online for a small fan base to enjoy. If he is the sort of humor that you enjoy, this is the sort of thing that you enjoy. That's all I'm going to say. Then in 2016, the young Scotsman did something that got him in a very unenjoyable position. He posted a video on YouTube of his girlfriend's pug dog. Apparently, Mark's girlfriend was forever going on about how cute her pug dog was. In her absence, Mark thought it would be funny to turn the pug into what he described as the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi. He then made a video in which he showed his girlfriend's pug dog watching videos of Adolf Hitler, raising his right paw, as in Sea Kyle, and responding to the phrase, "Do you want to gas the Jews?" And then he uploaded it to YouTube. And presumably, he probably sat back looking forward to getting some dozens of LOLs from his fans. And in case any viewers were under the misapprehension that he was hoping to return the animal kingdom fully Nazi, one pug dog at a time, Meachin stated in the video that he wasn't himself a Nazi, but thought that what he had done was funny. Like I said, if that's the sort of thing that you like, it's the sort of thing that you like. I have a YouTube channel. Trust me, I don't do any of that nonsense. Now, the law in modern Britain is, it's something. Specifically, modern Scotland, to be precise, does not abide by the principle that Count Dankula was trying to live with. Having solved all burglaries, muggings, rapes, and parking offenses in the nation, the Scottish police decided it was necessary to arrest and charge Count Dankula And then they chose to prosecute him. At his trial in Ardrey Sheriff Court in Lanarkshire last month, Meachin was found guilty of posting a grossly offensive, anti-Semitic, and racist material. He pleaded not guilty, but was convicted under the Communications Act in a crime that the court found was aggravated by religious prejudice. Now, readers, listeners, whoever may, whichever way you find this, watchers, it, you know, whether you're American or, you know, European, might wonder what business the state has in any civilized and free country in deciding what is or is not grossly offensive. But there is modern Britain, and especially modern Scotland, for you. And after wrecking his life for 2 years, the court handed down its sentence. They spared Count Dankula jail time, but chose to fine him £800, I believe it is. Sheriff Derek O'Carroll said that while the right to freedom of speech is important, the law necessarily places some limits on that right in all modern democratic countries. He added, the video you posted using a public communications network was grossly offensive and contained menacing, anti-Semitic, and racist material. You deliberately chose the Holocaust as a theme of the video. You purposely used the command, gas the Jews, as the centerpiece of what you called the entire joke, surrounding the gas the Jews centerpiece with Nazi imagery and the Sieg Heil command so there would be no doubt what historical events you were referring to. I would have to suggest to you now that this victory is very important that the Lanarkshire Constabulary, Sheriff Derek O'Carroll, and others now pursue other comedians who can be found to have made jokes which can be ruled grossly offensive. And there's so many of them, because that's what comedy is. A lot of comedy is grossly offensive. And the thing about comedy is you don't have to partake of said comedy. You can, you know, in a lot of cases, especially with stand-up comedy, for example, you know what you're about to get anyway, because the stand-up routine is about the same anywhere you go. If it's something you're watching, you've probably already seen enough of this stuff, and whoever is going to televise it has vetted it to a degree to where now they feel like they can show it on television. And this, by the way, coming from a country that brought us Monty Python, who I love Monty Python, I think of them as some of the most, you know, nothing is sacred to them. They will attack anything. And that's what comedy does. Now, this guy's comedy, this Count Dankula, well, you know, Count Dankula isn't Monty Python or Milton or Proust. He's not especially successful or famous. Well, he wasn't before the police made him successful and famous. And so a lot of people will feel the desire to keep their handkerchiefs close to their noses on this one. He will get a lot of views on his channel because of this. So that which they're trying to keep from offending people with is now a red flag. Despite my misgivings about his choice of topics, subject matter, and the way he presents it, his case deserves acknowledgement and sympathy. What he has been put through is not the sort of thing that any genuinely free and democratic state would put any of their citizens through. But then Scotland today is a little less free than it was yesterday. And we'll see how this works out for it. Perhaps Lanarkshire Constabulary will have their way in cleaning up this world one joke at a time. Or perhaps free expression, including the right to be crass and grossly offensive, will win the day. Now, judging by the fact that there have already been protests in defense of Count Dankula in Lanarkshire and London, it would appear that UK citizenry are not willing to hand over their freedoms to our joke constabulary just yet. Free speech covers it all. When I threw my hand up in the air and threw on the uniform and wore it for 7 years, I knew what I was defending. I knew that I was defending the right. I was defending the right of people to disparage me as a military member. All the things that I was against saying, I was defending, and I knew that. And I knew why I was defending it, because you have to defend that.
Because if you cannot defend the despicable, everything else will fall in time. And it's just words, people. It's just words. It's expressions. It's printed. Whatever it is, it holds no weight. It has no impact on you. When you read it, you might be insulted by it. And guess what? If you don't like it, don't read it no more. If you don't like watching it, don't watch it. Don't click on it. Don't change a channel to it. That's the other thing. You get freedom of choice. So somebody gets to say what they want to say, and you get to choose whether you listen to it or not. And believe it or not, the market will actually take care of that. The market will take care of that in time. This solved nothing. This stops nothing. Because this doesn't regulate thought. And they can't come after somebody in the United States for doing the exact same thing on YouTube. And, you know, unless they're like China and they've got, firewalls up to keep people from watching American video on YouTube, then there's probably been stuff worse than that out there on YouTube, despite all the stuff you've heard about YouTube over time. I mean, go watch YouTube. There is no shortage of the crass, the stupid, the insulting, the reprehensible, the depraved. I mean, it's all out there on YouTube. No waiting, by the way, no waiting. So, there you have it. Freedom of speech in Scotland, in modern Scotland, in modern England. Who, by the way, the UK would really like to regulate us. When it comes to gun ownership, for some reason, they're really, really upset that we have guns now. Have been for the longest time. They're constantly sticking their nose in. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.